Hey, I'm Betty.
And I'm Beth.
Welcome to
Be the Burrito.
All of the skills and resources needed to set you right, rolled up, neat and tight. Today, we have a special guest, a couple of them. We have Katie Smith, our student government president here on campus. And we also have Lauren Bonds, representing University Activities Board. So welcome to the two of you. Thanks for representing, you know, both your organizations and providing some student perspective for us. As usual, we always start off with a question of the day.
Sure thing.
So, I hope you're ready for this.
Probably not.
What smell brings back childhood memories for you?
Smell.
Oh.
Yep.
I would say Yankee Candle, like this, any cinnamon, because I have very fond memories. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, and whenever we walked in and we'd smell that, we knew she rearranged the house and, like, did, like, a deep clean. So that was a fond memory.
Nice.
Sawdust or, like, because my dad.
Because your dad,
He
does all woodwork.
A lot of woodwork, so just stuff like that. Or, like, he would involve us in a lot of projects, so that was cool.
That's so cute.
Yeah. He redid our kitchen, like, floors and cabinets and stuff when I was a little kid, so it was kind of cool to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'd say for me, honestly, it's there's a lot of smells out there that bring back memories. One of them is crayons. That weird waxy smell.
Yeah.
You think
it's going to taste like macaroni and cheese, but the macaroni and cheese doesn't.
No.
I'm more of a Purple Mountain Majesty kind of girl. Or a Razzle Dazzle Berry.
I'm more of just red.
You had some fancy crayons. So.
You didn't have the 64 box?
With the sharpener in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the best one. I still cut my.
I thought it'd be smart to like put my pinky in there.
Oh, and you think it wouldn't be?
And
that
it hurts.
Intense. It's just the crayons.
It does.
But really, I like cerulean.
I do like cerulean.
Mm-hmm.
More than blue, I like cerulean.
Colors.
Yeah, Roy G. Biv.
All right, let's jump.
Anyways, let's talk about some of student government. So, Katie, why don't you first introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yep.
Just as a student.
My name is Katie Smith. I am the student government president. I'm originally from Chesterfield, Michigan, which is about 25 minutes north of downtown Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Came to Lake State, originally wanted to be a fisheries and wildlife major, and then realized I hate biology.
Oh, nice.
So I decided, what? I like politics. Let's give that a try. I'm a fourth-year political science major planning to graduate in the spring.
Ooh.
Very, very excited about that. I've been on student government all 4 years here at Lake State, and it's been a really great opportunity for me to grow as a leader, and hopefully I like to think that I've made some positive impact, so it's really cool to see.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What do you see yourself doing? Like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I like campaigns. I like politics, so definitely maybe jumping on a campaign trail. I graduated in 2020, so it's a perfect time for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then, maybe once I, work getting a politician elected, then maybe I can, work for their staff in an official capacity. I enjoy hearing people's concerns or issues, and then hopefully we can work with a politician to get that, resolved.
Yeah.
So
would your goal be like local, state, federal, a little bit of both?
I worked for Senator Debbie Stabenow in 2018 for her reelection campaign.
Very cool.
And I really liked that. It wasn't super crazy. I mean, I very much like the state of Michigan, so I like that it's the big stage in the state, but it's not, super crazy as a national, presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely any local level I'm good with, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about StuGov here at LSSU and just kind of what all it encompasses?
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I didn't know you've been on it for 4 years.
Yeah.
So, talk about where you started, and how,
how'd
you make it to be president?
No, absolutely. I always tell people that freshman Katie Smith would have never believed that she was sitting here as the president running those meetings. I originally got involved, actually, the former president, Dakota Baker, was my mentor like a, one of my peer mentors just that I was assigned to because he was also a political science major. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, you know, why don't you just try, just go for student government. Typically freshmen don't run, so you'll most likely, you know, have a walk-on spot. Just see how you like it. And if you don't like it, you're only on it for a year and you can walk away. And I really found a sense of community in that. And also I like to be able to make a difference. So student government was, and I found the best way that I could actually do that. Student government here at Lake State, we are 16 students, so that's what the Constitution allows us to have. We are the voice of the student, the voices of the students to the administration. We work as the liaison. I report to the Board of Trustees, letting them know what, you know, issues students have on campus, what we're doing to make the student experience better, and they... We're very lucky here at Lake State to have a board that listens. Is very, you know, we have a very positive relationship with them. So that's really cool to see being at a smaller institution that, you know, at other bigger schools you probably wouldn't get. Mm-hmm. But, and we pretty much do, so we allocate the funds for any student organization on campus. So activities board, you know, student government, Laker Radio, President's Council, all of those. We are the ones that divide up the SAM fee. It's a funding committee that kind of puts that together, but we help ensure that student money is actually going towards student events and student groups and that they're actually going to be used to benefit students in a positive way and be something that students actually want to see instead of just, you know, the same five people showing up to events. So that's kind of the Cliff Notes version of what student government does.
That's awesome. I remember seeing you, I think, at your first meeting sometime over the summer, Board of Trustees meeting. That was probably the meeting that started it off with the whole credit plateau issue. So not to get into, like, the details of that, but walk us through how that issue gets brought forth between the Board of Trustees and, you know, how students can kind of push for an issue to be addressed in some way through StuGov.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think with that initial meeting, so that was my first meeting, and by the time I had time to ask a question, hey, what's being voted on right now, it was already passed. So it was a tricky situation, and also with the administration not necessarily announcing that this was the case, students were coming back in the fall and being, oh, next semester I can only take 15 credits. That's a big issue. But it truly was student-driven. Once, you know, students came to us and said, hey, are you aware of this? This is a major problem. We don't, you know, this needs to be changed. We had representatives writing a resolution, a recommendation to the Board of Trustees. We looked at other institutions in the state and how their credit, you know, what their credit plateau looks like if they had one. You know, what were their price points? How could we be... you know, comparable to them, but also stay true to the Lake State value of we are an affordable institution, you know, pulling and really trying to recruit first-generation students, typically a lower-income, you know, working-class people. Most of our students are first-generation, so their parents didn't graduate from a big hoity-toity institution. They don't have a lot of money to be fronting to higher education, so... We wanted to stay true to that value, and we came up with a compromise of holding off implementation in the fall of 2020 and then also raising that from the 15 that the board originally passed to raising it to 16. But it really was talking to students, saying, hey, what do you want to see? I mean, obviously everybody wants 17 going back to where it was, but there was also, you know, some give and take with the administration. Thankfully, mm-hmm. Dr. Hanley was willing to sit down with me and we could talk about it. I brought up the students' issues. He kind of brought the rationale from the administration, and we were able to find a middle ground. But it's really, I, you know, used the almost pretty much direct quotes from what students were telling me. Mm-hmm. So
that was pretty exciting, I'd say, for me to see, too. Just like things on Facebook, hearing about it from people, whether it was, you know, complaints or good things or just mixed perspectives, I think it was just in general exciting to see students get so involved in mm-hmm. the process. Mm-hmm. That's really what is cool to see because it means they are interested in their education, they're invested in it,
definitely
taking ownership of it, you know, and that they want to have an impact on their future as well as the future of other students coming in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And not just kind of, you know, either giving into some policy set forth or, you know, just kind of letting things go and not mm-hmm. taking a stand one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that first student government meeting we had with, you know, Dr. Hanley and Dr. Gillette was there. And I've never seen the anchor room that packed with students. That was the most students I've ever seen in a meeting. And it was great to actually be able to see, you know, Dr. Beasley, Dr. Gillette, mm-hmm. and Dr. Hanley all there willing to ask questions, or, you know, willing to answer those questions and hear students. Mm-hmm. And then also going to the Board of Trustees meeting where we gave the proposal and they decide to adopt it, having students there as well. I've gone to a handful of board meetings just as my tenure as president thus far, and that was the most student turnout I've ever seen. Nice. So.
You know, so in terms of then, we want to talk about how students can get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Showing up to meetings, right? That's probably one of mm-hmm. the first things you'd mm-hmm. say. What else can they do?
Absolutely. And we have a committee, which is Student Services and Concerns, and any other of our student government committees. If there's an issue or a topic that they are really passionate about, so if somebody's really passionate about mental health services and, you know, they have some great ideas or, you know, something that they want to implement for the counseling center here on campus, they can talk with any member of student government. They can actually be a student, a non-voting member of student government, and they can attend those committee meetings and, you know, sit with student government members as they meet with, you know, the head of the counseling center or the healthcare center or whoever, you know, whoever that may be. So it's really just reaching out to student government, and if you really have an issue or a problem or you want change, come talk to us. And if we don't know necessarily how to do it, we're going to get in contact with somebody who can, and we'll bring you along for the ride. So it's not like you just voice your complaint and said, okay, see ya, we'll try to fix it within the year and you'll maybe see change. We'll walk you through, you'll be walked through the process with us.
That's really cool. When are StuGov meetings usually so students can come and get involved?
Yeah, so student government is every Thursday at 9 p.m. in the anchor room of Sisler.
Awesome. You heard it. Go. Show up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I typically send out an email on Wednesdays to the students saying, hey, show up. So.
All right. What email is that from?
That is from stugov@lssu.edu.
Okay.
We always ask because we know that students sometimes think campus emails are spammy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then they don't want to check anything that's not from like a faculty member.
Yeah. But some of those are really important for mm-hmm. you to get your foothold to do some pretty awesome stuff.
So you've heard it from, you know, professionals here on staff, but you're also hearing it right from your StuGov president. She wants to hear your problems and concerns and questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's how you guys can make change on campus. So mm-hmm. yep. encourage you to go to the meetings.
Definitely. And you can even, you can reply to that. So when I send out the agenda with the resolutions, if there are any for the student government meetings, if there's something you want to talk about or, hey, can we meet at this time, just reply to that email and we'll get it. And we have people monitoring that email, daily, you know, respond within at least a couple hours typically. So
that's awesome. What are some things that you have kind of like on the docket for this spring?
Yeah, so SearchMont is in full swing. So students have free lift tickets to go to SearchMont over in, it's actually SearchMont, Ontario, I believe.
Okay.
About 45 minutes north of Sault Ste. Marie. So students are, I encourage everybody to utilize that service. It's really great. If you're interested in, you know, if you're interested in learning how to ski or snowboard, or if you do it, you know, all the time. It's pretty cool that, you know, we can have that service for students. You'll see some new artwork up in the QD and then also right outside the galley. They're all student artwork pieces, so pictures, photographs, paintings, everything. All of those are student-run, and that was initiative by Vice President Nicholas of our Student Services and Concerns. Wanted to really revamp, because right now, you know, before in the quarter deck, it was just like, picture of a sailboat, unknown. And we really wanted to push, you know, students to be able to showcase their work, because we have some amazing, you know, artists and creatives here at Lake State.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And I think that's cool. That's a cool opportunity considering we're a campus that doesn't have, you know, like a visual arts
or yeah.
That kind of program. Mm-hmm. This is a way for people who have that talent and skill to showcase it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're looking, so right now we're just in the Sister Center, but we're looking to expand outside, you know, to other academic buildings or even, you know, the residence halls mm-hmm. and stuff. So
that'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. We're also working for the outdoor ice rink right outside of public safety, getting that up and running. So working with physical plant to figure out times and, you know, who's going to actually facilitate that. But that's pretty cool. The students really like it in the mm-hmm. past. So something we're really happy to bring back to campus.
Very nice.
That's awesome.
One of the ongoing things you guys have is the food pantry.
Yes.
Right? Seymour's Pantry. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Mm-hmm. And just
yeah, the yeah. Options? So we're actually partnering with Seymour's Closet as well. In the fall semester, we passed resolutions to do clothing drives, and then also we donated some money so that they could buy some clothes. So we're making sure that students know about that service. For the food pantry, any Lake State student is welcome to utilize that service. You just have to show your student ID, fill out some paperwork, just, you know, what if you live on campus, what's your campus address or off-campus address, that just, you know, simple basic information like that. Mm-hmm. And it's open for student government office hours, which is posted on the website and also on our social media pages.
Awesome. And then in case, just a quick reminder, Seymour's Closet is over with Career Services, and if you're needing some interview outfits or something, you know, mm-hmm. for an internship, it's one outfit a semester, I believe, a year?
Well,
I don't know what the limits are. I think it depends on availability.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, check it out, because even if you don't need the whole outfit, if you just need, you know,
like a tie.
Yeah, a tie or pants. A pair of pants, mm-hmm. You know, you can just get that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were collecting items of clothing as well, so mm-hmm. if you feel like you have something you can donate that's professional looking, feel free to drop by Geraldine's office, Geraldine mm-hmm. Narkowitz's office in the library, and she'll be willing to take that, and someone else will be able to use it. So it's a good way to kind of give back to campus and your peers, and that's what these services are here for.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also the food pantry, if anybody is willing to donate, we're always taking donations mm-hmm. as well.
That's awesome. Yep. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me. It's a dream to be on a podcast. Yep. I'm happy I could do it.
Yeah. So support your president, support your peers who are in StuGov. Mm-hmm. You know, take an interest in the politics on campus. Mm-hmm. Voice your opinion. Always be willing to, you know, make waves for the better. I think that's it.
Hey, it's Beth, and I'm here with Lauren Bonds, and you good to go with Lo?
Yeah, it's called Lo.
Okay, cool. So Lo, our question of the day that we touched on with Katie was, what smell reminds you of your childhood? I said sawdust because my dad was a woodshop teacher and he did a lot of like projects around the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have to say like pond water.
Oh.
Sounds weird, but I grew up with at least 3 or 4 ponds around my house, so with me and my brothers and sisters going around, like, catching frogs and turtles and, like, falling in the pond a couple of times, I would say pond water.
That's awesome. That's really cool. That's so fun. I thought you were going to say that because of, like, Pretty Lake.
That, too.
Yeah, and I was
pretty
like,
Pretty Lake's my second home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Awesome. So, today we're going to talk about University Activities Board, or we'll probably call it UAB, right?
During the show? Okay. UAB.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with that? Because now you're the president.
Yeah, I'm president of UAB.
Nice.
So I got involved with it freshman year, kind mm-hmm. of. I was at Lakerpalooza, and I went to the table for mm-hmm. UAB. And I signed up for it, went to the first meeting. And at first, I didn't think it was for me, so I stopped going for it for that semester.
Yeah.
But my friend Kennedy, she was the jitters board for UAB at the time, and mm-hmm. she needed help with Snowfest.
Okay.
So I kind of stepped in and helped her a lot with that. And I realized that UAB was a place for me. And so I started off as like a general member, just going to the meetings, helping out when it needed to be helped with.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sophomore year, so fall of 2018, mm-hmm. I would say is when I started, like, I had an executive board position.
Okay.
With I helped Kennedy with the jitters portion of everything, so I came up with jitters ideas, helped facilitate it and everything.
Okay.
And then I would say February of 2019 is when I took the role of president. I would say I went to NACA and had a big role in that, big position.
Nice.
So that's when I see myself as the president of UAB at that moment. And it just stemmed from there.
Nice. What kind of an impact has UAB had on your educational career at LSSU? Because you do nursing. Like, do you ever see any overlap between, like, the two?
Kind of, yeah. So with nursing, obviously you work with patients and you work with people and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what UAB does. We work with people, and so we had to figure out what people want, what people need,
mm-hmm.
and what they like to see. And that's something, like, same thing as nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Nursing, you have to figure out what people want and need in their life. So it's kind of similar.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's, you wouldn't necessarily put those two in the same line, and yet at the same time, you can gain.
Yeah.
Each can kind of help each other out.
Cool. Yeah.
UAB does, like, a ton of stuff throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you have kind of coming up for the spring here?
For the spring, so obviously, like, next week we have Snowfest coming
mm-hmm.
up. So we're showing movies like Maleficent. We have hypnotists mm-hmm. coming. We have performers coming. We're going sledding at the Sioux Seal Recreation Center.
Nice.
We have the games next week. We're giving away a whole bunch of things, like scarves and many more. And, like, we have Buffalo Wild Wings coming at one of the games, too.
At the games for, like, the against, was it Anchorage, Alaska?
I think so,
yeah. Okay.
So for, like, next week's Nova, like, I think Saturday's game, we have Buffalo Wild Wings coming.
Dang.
And then we also, we plan at least one big jitters for every month. So, like, February, obviously, is Valentine's Day. So we have, like, a Valentine's Day themed
mm-hmm.
jitters. March,
nice.
We have a jitters gets lucky. April is jitters goes green. And we just have, like, different performers coming up, different crafts and different, like, movies. We have Art with Anne every month.
So I've heard a lot about Art with Anne. I know, like, a lot of students go to that. Can you, what is that exactly?
So Art with Anne is, so the person, the teacher, her name
mm-hmm.
is Anne.
Okay.
And she's an art teacher, I believe, at Sioux High or Pickford.
Okay.
And she comes over here with materials for everyone to use, paint and everything. And she gives you kind of like a stencil to work with if you want to paint that stencil.
Mm-hmm.
But she also gives you the creativity to do what you want, paint your own thing.
Okay.
So it's like a time and place for you to let your creativity flow.
Nice.
And, like, put what you want on, like, on a canvas.
Okay. So I'm assuming there's, like, limited spaces for that.
Yeah, there's limited spaces. I think we limit it to, like, around 30 people per night. We
okay.
have it two nights, so, like, Tuesday. It's usually a Tuesday and Wednesday night
mm-hmm.
during the month. I know this, I want to say this month it's on the 22nd.
Okay.
No, it's a week after Snowfest.
Okay.
I know it's a week after Snowfest, that Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. Okay.
So...
And so, like, my thought with that is some of the events, like the movies and jitters, like, it's open to everyone.
Yeah, it's never limited. It can
okay.
be as many people as we can fit in there,
okay.
as much as we can. And, like, we also usually put out, like, surveys about movies, too. So, like, if you ever want to see a movie come out, message the LSU Campus Life
okay.
page, and we can try to get that movie. We try to show a movie at least once or twice a month.
Nice.
And then jitters is every Thursday.
Okay.
We either have some kind of perform or some kind of giveaway, some kind of craft.
That's
something
awesome.
Always, like, something to do on campus.
And you get, y'all are probably on the LSSU mobile app, right?
Yeah, we're always, like, that's where you see all our events and everything. We put everything,
okay.
all our events on the mobile app.
Is that where you sign up for stuff that's, like the Art with Anne? So you sign
yeah.
up there to your, like,
so you would go
ticket?
To the, yeah, you would go to the events page, and, like, you would look up Art with Anne, and
okay.
that's, like, you sign up. Like, it says, like, purchase tickets, but obviously everything's free at the university, so
mm-hmm.
it's just so, like, you can get the ticket and show it if we need to be shown.
Mm-hmm.
So we know who can go, who's supposed to be there and who's not.
Nice. Okay, so there's, like, 70,000 moving pieces with UAB. You've got a lot of different events going on.
Oh, yeah.
Can students get involved and help you? Is that something that
Oh,
maybe...
yeah. We welcome anyone and everybody to come. We have bi-weekly meetings.
Oh, nice.
So not next Monday, but the Monday after, we'll
okay.
have a meeting in the Davis Room in the Sizzler Center
mm-hmm.
at 7 p.m. We encourage anyone and everyone to come. And with... that position, it's not like you have everything on your shoulders. Like,
mm-hmm.
when you come to the meetings, when you come to the events, you help if you want to help. You do, you ask what needs to be helped with, and you can do it if you want to. You don't have to. But at the meetings is where we kind of go over what we're doing for that month, what we're doing for that semester, and we kind of pitch ideas to each other and, like, see what we want to do and, like, what other students would like to do on campus and try to take that into consideration.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Are there, like... specific positions, so, like, you're the president, would there be someone who's, like, more focused on like jitters or someone who's more focused on something over here?
That's what usually happens. At the moment right now, we don't have anyone for those specific positions.
So you're telling me there are leadership positions open
yeah.
for students and
yeah.
they'll gain something from
yeah.
them?
Yeah, so...
Oh.
So we usually have like our diversity section of it. We have jitter section. We have like someone that helps mostly with the posters.
Okay.
And then we do have a vice president position, but I believe Peyton Back has that position
okay.
taken.
Very cool.
So we are discussing. I want to discuss at the next meeting about the executive board positions we have
mm-hmm.
open,
mm-hmm.
and then we can have people fill that space open. So it's kind of like that one person focuses on that one area and then brings it to the whole team and like discuss with everybody.
Awesome. So it sounds like really, and it's kind of, I think, unique because sometimes you see like different organizations and it's very focused on like, okay, this is our focus. So we're doing like tabletop games and that's what everything is focused on. But
mm-hmm.
here it's like, it could be, hey, I want to focus on communication. So I want to do like the poster creation and like the outreach.
Oh,
and
yeah.
someone's like, I like the management or the organizational pieces or like working with people. So they want to do jitters. So
oh, yeah.
it I think that's pretty unique in terms of like, you don't have to be any one specific major to be a part of this.
Yeah, no, it can take anyone and everyone. Like it said, like I'm a nursing major. I deal
mm-hmm.
with medical things.
Mm-hmm.
UAB president, like I deal with all of the board and chairs. So like I have to deal with people. I have to deal with like creativity. I have to deal with everything. Like we take anyone and everybody.
That's awesome.
Like fisheries, like education, engineering, we take what we can get.
Mm-hmm. Would you say having like a bigger mix of people like that actually makes it,
yeah.
like-
so like, it's like I always look at things when I think about programs and activities to do. I think about other students would like to do, not just myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we have more diverse like majors come in and more diverse people come in, we have the feel of like what other people would like too. So like if a fisherman wildlife major would come join the board, we can they offer like different ideas for like about fishing or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
They have better knowledge on that than I do. So it's like a better chance to have that kind of program happen. Or, like, education majors, if they want to come in and, like, say, hey, like, this is a good thing to focus on for, like, anyone because they need to learn more about this.
Yeah.
That's a good, like, chance to have because they have better opportunities of figuring things out to do that, too. So more diverse majors would definitely help out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's, like, one thing that people absolutely have to know about UAB? And it could be on the event side. It could be, I mean, just anything. Like, what's the most, like, to you, the most important thing that students should know about UAB?
Most important thing about UAB is that you have to come in with an open mind
mm-hmm.
because there might be some things that you don't want to do. You don't want to see at this university
mm-hmm.
or there's some things that you do want to see at the university that you think would be great for the university.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to open your mind further and see would it be great for the entire population of the school.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be, like, a certain performer I think would be great to bring to the school that
yeah.
I would love to see. But then I got to sit back and remember and think there's other people that have different personalities, different things, like different mindsets than I do. Would they want to see this performer, too? Or
mm-hmm.
would they want to see this hypnotist? Or would they want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say having an open mind is the best part about, like, what you have to bring to UAB.
That's awesome.
Because you got to think about other people, not just yourself or not just the people in the group. You have to think about the rest of the student population that isn't in UAB and what
mm-hmm.
they would want to do.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Do you have anything else that you want us to know about UAB?
UAB is open to anyone and everyone. Come and join. If you want to come to one meeting, see what it's about, and then never come back again, I encourage it. And experience something new. And
mm-hmm.
UAB is a place to do it because you have different experiences and different leadership roles and everything.
Definitely. That's awesome. And for students looking to get involved, just talking about how many different people you could meet from different majors just by attending an event, I mean, huge opportunity.
Oh, yeah. And, like, one thing I do want to mention, like, even when we bring in performers and stuff like that, you have the opportunity to meet them also.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah. That's one thing I want to, like, emphasize on, like, because I thought that was the coolest part
mm-hmm.
when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
Was, like, the singers we bring in, the hypnotists we bring in, the magicians we bring in. You have the opportunity to meet them and help them out and, like, set up for everything. And I think that's really cool.
That is cool, yeah, because you get to create connections within, like, the entertainment world.
Oh, yeah.
Do you work with, you said NACA, do you sometimes, like, work with those agents? And, like, you get to meet people at the NACA conference,
yeah,
right?
So, yeah, I'm going to NACA at the end of February, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And NACA is, like, the National Association of College Activities.
Okay.
So I like to see it as, like, mini concerts. So, like, we have the performers come in and, like, they perform some of their music. Like, we have hypnotists come in and actually hypnotize people on stage. Mm-hmm. And we have magicians come in showing their magic, and they're just showcasing their talents and seeing what they can bring to our universities. And then we go into this big room where all the performers and all the companies, everything are at, like, the tables, and you can go up there and meet them yourself and, like, take pictures with them and everything.
Nice.
Like, I had a chance to meet Drake Bell at NACA.
Nice.
And Daniel Frisese and I, like, Justina Valentine from Wild N Out, like, it was literally the best time of my life.
That's really cool. Are you going to the one in, we're in the region that meets in Covington? Is that in February, or are you going to, like, a different one?
No, so the one that meets in Covington is at the This Mid-America.
Okay.
We're going to Nationals.
So oh.
Nationals is in Denver, Colorado this year.
Okay, so that's going to be bigger, so it's going to be more artists to recruit to come.
Bigger, more artists, bigger room, like, more days and everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is cool. So if you are interested in, like, a certain genre of music, or if you're like, hey, there's this comedian that I saw on YouTube, you're the person to go to kind of throw some ideas out. Yeah. I mean, are you, would you say you're the person that you could?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can just email me at lbonds@lssu.edu.
Perfect.
Or you can, like, contact Carol Schmidtable in the housing office, or Charmaine Wood.
Okay.
Or if you know anyone in UAB, you can contact them too. They can bring it to the meetings. They can bring it to me personally. And we can definitely look into them and see, like, if we can bring them to campus. If it, and it's anything's a possibility.
That's awesome.
With UAB.
That's awesome. So you heard it here first, or not, but hopefully you're hearing it somewhere, that both student government and UAB are great opportunities for you to get your voice heard, whether it's something that you want to see changed policy-wise, or it's something that you want to see happening on campus that you get to enjoy and experience as a student. So make sure you make your voice heard. It's important.
Yeah. It's a good way to stand out on campus and be known. I'd rather be known on campus about UAB than not be known at all.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Roll up.
That's a wrap.